is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Camden County Wildcats, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Travis Rowland. Good morning, coach.
Good morning.
Good to be back physically in the building for the students.
Yep.
Get the routine a little bit back to normal.
Week off from school. I guess we got a fall break that wasn't scheduled. it's good to get back to normal. You know, I think everybody likes the normal.
Oh, sure.
And they're getting the routine because sometimes we don't have enough routine. It can throw other stuff off. So glad to be able to get back into a routine of school, practice, home, and wash, rinse, and repeat. So
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Coach, great game on Friday. A region win over Richmond Hill, 28-10. That really kind of felt like it wasn't as close as the scoreboard indicated. Right. Like it felt even more dominant than that. Your Wildcats look poised. They look strong. What were your overall thoughts and observations about that contest?
Like I told the Brunswick paper, that was our most complete game yet.
Yes.
We played very well offensively, played well defensively, and played well again on special teams. And all three of those things happened at the same time. You know, last time we played like that was against First Creek, and then we were off for a month. So I'm glad that this time we have that kind of a performance, and then now we'll play right away a week later. So we're looking forward to it. You know, we're in a good spot. I think that, you know, biggest thing I was most happy about was that we responded the right way. You know, after having a rough outing with Valdosta, you know, you come into a game where a team's going to test you physically. And in today's world of football, you know, that's not something kids always want to have, is be tested physically.
Sure.
And so the fact that we responded with a ton of energy and a ton of physicality of our own, I thought spoke volumes about the resiliency of our players and then the ability of our coaches to get our kids ready to go.
That's awesome. So Camden takes the opening kickoff, goes straight down the field, goes up 7-0, beautiful drive. Then Richmond Hill gets the ball back on their first drive, moves down the field and chewed up almost the entire
8 minutes and
first
52
quarter.
Seconds.
But one of the things, you know, we noticed is that the energy never wavered this time. Like it seemed like they were locked in and wasn't anything going to change. Was the preparation different last week, you know, after that Valdosta game, and not specifically the game itself, but, you know, focusing on one opponent for what seemed like an agonizing 3 weeks.
Yeah, so, you know, you definitely lose some of the steam of the intensity when you practice for that long, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, and again, it's not an excuse, but it is an excuse, but, you know, it's just the nature of what it was in that moment. I think the biggest thing we did was we challenged I tell everybody it starts from the top with me. And I challenged everybody to make sure they had the proper energy every day last week. And then it'll be the same thing this week. But I've challenged everybody to just come with the right energy. You know, that we can't let last week linger, because we'll be 0-2 in the region. And then we'll be looking at having to win every single game just to get in the playoffs. And so my biggest thing was, let's come out here and worry about that. And credit to Coach Hobbs. You know, he talked about how the longness in between games, I think some of us might have lost sight of the go 1-0 and started thinking about the whole big picture. We might be able to win the region. Oh my God. And you know, when you can't win the region, like I used to tell the kids, you can't go 3-0 without going 1-0 first. You know, and so that's something Coach Hobbs said we need to get back to, was worrying about just being 1-0 and then making everybody opponent X. Like the name of the opponent, you know, it is what it is. This is region 1, so it doesn't matter who you play. That opponent's going to have some form of history, right? The only school that doesn't have a bunch of history, and it's only because they aren't, like, super old, is Richmond Hill.
Right.
But they do have state championship history in their bloodline. So, you know, that's the biggest thing, is our preparation has been true. We try to make it the same for everybody and not make any game bigger than the next.
All right. This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. That game Friday had to be one of the shortest games that we've participated in quite some time that didn't include a running clock. You know, sometimes we've been up 30 points, 40 points. They run the clock in the second half. But that game went by so quickly. We were reporting our scores, our halftime scores, and the other region games first were still half. In the first quarter. So it just went by so quickly. When the games move that quickly, how does it change strategy?
Shoot, yeah, I found out today from Coach Coffey that the first half was only 50 minutes.
It's crazy,
which is
right?
Insane.
Yes.
I think, it's funny because the pressure intensifies, to be quite honest, because, you know, like the most nerve-wracking drive in the game was, 7-7, and they stopped us and we had to punt.
Right.
That was the most nerve-wracking drive of the game because I'm sitting there like, man, if they score – and it's another one of these 8-minute drives, and they score. They get the ball back at half. They score again. Like, we're going to have to be perfect the rest of the game. And so, you know, when the game goes that fast, it makes it more nerve-wracking because you're looking up like, all right, you know, either we're going to have the advantage going into half or they're going to have the advantage.
Sure.
And so we wanted to make sure that we were up. You know, like when you talked about the start, we were very close to having the perfect start. We had said the whole entire time we were going to take the ball first, go down and score. We wanted to get a stop. When we had them in third and long, we get the pass interference. Then we got them to fourth and two. Everybody knows they're gonna do the fake snap. We hop off sides. And so, you know, we let them have the long drive. And so we almost had it perfect where we score, stop, score again. Because our whole thing was we wanted to get up, you know, by two scores.
Sure,
that was 9, 10, 11, whatever it was. We wanted to get up by two scores. So I think, you know, it's just that kind of game makes every possession important. The game had a total of 12 possessions. Both teams had 6. You think about it, we got an interception that added an extra possession to our offense. And so what I've been telling everybody is when there's 12 possessions in a 4-quarter game, there's basically 3 possessions a quarter.
Right.
And somebody's going to have 2, somebody's going to have 1. And you got to try to get your stops when you can. So I think that, you know, we did a good job of just being able to get off the field. And like I said, once we got up, you know, the biggest stop of the game was the one when it was 21-7 and we held them to a field goal. I was praying that they went for it and didn't get the 21-10, but they were smart about trying to put the numbers of it.
Sure,
and got
sure.
it to 11. But I was praying they would just kind of try to throw the ball or something, but they ended up kicking the field goal. That was a huge stop.
Yes,
because
indeed.
They kept it at a 2-score game.
You talked about this just briefly, but one of my favorite stats of the whole game Friday was the fact 6 drives for Camden, 4 touchdowns, a punt, and a victory formation.
Yeah.
Like, it literally can't get much better than that.
it cannot.
Back dominance has
yes.
to be something
yes.
you're so proud
yes.
of these kids.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. You know, the kids hold us to a standard. We hold them to a standard. I'm proud of the whole entire community. You know, like I said, like, we're trying to, like Coach Alford told our boost club last night at the meeting, you know, we're into programs, not teams. And I think, you know, Friday night, it showed the community, our community showed up, that how resilient we are, because, you know, fans could say, well, we lost the region game, we're not coming to the next game, you know, because you have fan bases that do that, right?
Oh,
in different
yeah.
places, depending upon where you're at. And my whole thing since I've gotten here has been be for Camden. And I think you saw everybody in our community be for Camden on Friday night, where we still had a packed out, you know, no seats left on our home side type of crowd. Student
oh, yeah.
section was amazing, like as always. And everybody showed the resiliency of saying, we can lose to Valdosta in a bad fashion, and realize what it was. It's an anomaly. We're not going to play that way again. And we come back out and have a good performance against a team that other people thought might win our region. And again, with only one loss, they still very well could.
That's right.
Because we could lose and Valdosta could lose too. They'd be Valdosta. Like, there's a whole lot that's still left to play in these 3 weeks. So, you know, for us to go out there and perform that way, that's just proud of the resiliency of this entire county.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection, free delivery, and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back in to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golf Cart Factory, and by Advanced Rehabilitation. Coach, Richmond Hill obviously is known as a power running team. Like, that's their game. And their stats were fantastic coming in. Some of the things that we read of their folks was really good. You know, their only touchdown in the first quarter came on a passing play. How did your defense rise to the task, basically, and basically shut them down for the last three quarters?
You know, we got back to who we were. I think that, you know, there's a lot we feel like we left to be desired in how we call defense against Valdosta. You know, there's, you know, I got a buddy of mine, AJ Mallard, that always talked about wins and learns. And so we felt like, you know, we had a big learning experience from the Valdosta game and it made us get back to who we wanted to be and make sure we dictate. But, I think our kids showed up, and I think that's the biggest thing, is that they knew we had to play an aggressive, you know, grit and grind it out type of football game. And we didn't have an issue playing that game. And that's where we, you know, that's a recipe for success when you don't mind playing in a game like that. Because, again, we all know football has changed so much. Everybody don't want to play those kind of games. You know, we had a couple of D linemen that left frustrated, and I said, "Well, guys, I'm sorry. I should have told you guys you were going to be Draymond Green. You're going to be setting screens for linebackers to make plays. Because in a game like that, unless you truly get a blow by up front, you're really not going to make a tackle. You know, but by you keeping the defensive linemen off our linebackers and off our safeties that we've brought down to load the box, you're helping them make a tackle. They're supposed to make the play, but they're supposed to make the tackle. You're the one making the play for them. So I think we committed to it. And it's crazy because, you know, you look at the rushing numbers that they had: 420 on one team, 274, 376, 178, 462, 190, and then now we hold them to 91. You know, 33 carries was amazing for us. So, you know, I'm definitely proud of how well we played in that game. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to play run defense that way to make people one-dimensional.
It was like you took their bread and their butter.
Yeah, you got to. You better. Because if you don't, I mean, like, you saw, I mean, the couple fourth and twos they had, it's worse than the tush push. You know, like, it's almost impossible to stop them. Like I told somebody earlier, you know, they're basically blocking nine on eight, nine on seven sometimes. They're outnumbering you by two people. And so somebody's got to win for you to be able to get a stop.
Which of your units stood out to you the most? I know we talk about the defense, but what area of the defense or on offense or whatever, which one would you say stood out the most to you? And then conversely, where's the biggest opportunity?
I think, you know, for me, obviously people are going to continue to try to take Elias away from us.
Yes.
And so I thought the offensive line played really well, especially with Hardy being out last week. I think for, you know, Antoine Williams to come out and be able to have a game where he runs for 143 yards, I thought the offensive line opened up some very good holes for us. And I think that was a big deal for us to go out there and do that. We ran for 173. You know, and I think Julian and Antoine had a good game. So I think those four seniors up front, you know, along with Big Country, Trenton did a good job of making sure we can run the football. Because, again, in this region, we're going to have to be able to run the football to win games. And I think, you know, running the football, you know, on the fourth and two, where we threw the vertical pass to Elias, because we were able to run the ball, they had to load the box. And so now the box gets loaded. Now our guys get one-on-one. We've got a few guys we feel like can win those one-on-one matchups. So I think the offensive line did a great job. And, again, obviously, the D-line goes without saying because of the numbers.
The
D-line was getting bullied, then there's no possible way. You know, we hold them to 91 yards. So, obviously, our defensive line helping hold these guys at 2.8 yards a carry. I think both trench mobs up front, you know, deserve some extra stickers.
No doubt.
Well, they played.
And Elias, you mentioned him briefly. You know, we always kind of have handwritten stats that we make up.
Right.
I'm just writing stuff down, so probably not official by any stretch of the imagination, but the 5 receptions, 73 yards, 2 touchdowns.
You're spot on. 72.
Nice. Okay. He obviously was doubled a bunch, but a superstar kid like that with a kind of a superstar mentality. You know what I mean? Like, I think we've talked before about him not you know, having that head that he possibly could have for somebody with his gift and his understanding that his ability to you know, take defenders away is opportunities for everybody else.
Correct. He's a humble kid. And I, like you said, though, his superstar mentality really doesn't come out until the game where he's like, Coach, I don't care if it's two of them. Y'all can give me the ball. I'm going to make a play. Like, and you love that about him because he's very, like, even in the Velocity game, I can tell you right now, there's times he comes on like, Coach, just get me the ball. We're going to be fine. I can do this. So he has that ultimate belief in himself and his ability. And it's not in a bad way like the diva NFL wide receiver. It's not that at all. It's just he knows he can help our football team. And so that's where I think, you know, he's done a phenomenal job. And again, you know, I'm not sure what made them give us cover zero against him.
Yeah.
You know, why they made that choice, you know, why they didn't double guard him. But, you know, I'm thankful they didn't because in Parks, you know, recognized and knows he was going to go with the football. I told the story last night at the Booster Club meeting that, you know, funny enough, on 4th and 2, I almost called timeout. Coach Alford and I talked. I'm like, hey, you know, try to get him to hop off sides, and then we'll look and see if we like the formation. And I'll never forget, he tried to make him hop off sides. I was like, you want a timeout? He's like, no. So, like, I see him, and he calls a play, and I hear the play, and I'm like, that's a deep pass play. Hey, you want a timeout? He's like, no. They got a timeout, Coach. We got to make the play. And I'm like, you sure? And I almost called him. I thought better of it, and thank God I didn't call timeout, you know, because we got the touchdown. But, you know, Elias is just a kid that, like, and again, we're – He's making plays within the scheme.
Sure.
It's not necessarily us trying to force him to football or, you know, make him make 1-on-3 catches. It's all within the scheme of the offense, and I think that's been the best part of it all.
You are listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you know, no Jordan Hardy in the lineup last week, so opportunities for others open. You mentioned him briefly. Your junior running back, Antoine Williams, good gracious.
Yes.
Our hand-recorded stats here, I think you might be – I had 12 carries for 145 yards. You say 142 or 143?
140 we got. So
140.
Right on track.
Even so, that averages 12 yards a carry.
Yeah.
That's my Louisiana math, so I think that's probably pretty close.
It is.
Were you surprised by that at all?
You know, a little bit. I think I was more surprised by Antoine's because you never know. Hardy's so fast.
Oh, yes.
You're never sure how fast
others style,
are, right? Mm-hmm. The fact that he pulled off a couple times, you know, was impressive because you think if you lose Hardy, you lose some of the home run ability of your other guys. Antoine showed great home run ability. And I think that, you know, the weight room, because he's one of our few ultra cats that we have, the weight room showed up. There's a couple runs. There's one run for in particular. Him and 28 make contact at the line of scrimmage, and Antoine keeps his feet moving and gains 4. And I think, you know, that's where that physical brand of football that us old-timers,
sure,
right, us
yeah.
old-school guys, we love that. And so, that's not the kind of football this generation of kids wants to play. You know, asking a kid to tackle that kid over and over again is asking a lot because Antoine's looking for that.
Absolutely.
He's trying to score, but he has no problem double covering the football, getting behind his pads and running. So, you know, it was definitely a surprise because you never know at the moment,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
And I remember I talked to him on Wednesday, like, don't make this about it's my first start. I said, you've played in every game. So don't put any added pressure on yourself. But I was definitely pleased with how calm he played and the way he ran.
That's got to, you know, maybe earn him a little bit more going forward,
for sure.
I would think,
yeah.
huh? My
yeah,
gosh.
For sure.
Good to see him out there. He's a junior, just like your starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Parks, I had him 13 and 19 for 158 and 3 touchdowns.
Yep.
Pretty close.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's always efficient, calm, and steady. Your Mike linebacker, Xavier Brown's also a junior, right?
Yep.
Played well. I think folks are justifiably feeling pretty good about, you know, what the future is here, too.
Right.
You know, it's a great season this year, but
yep.
feeling good about this crop of juniors and sophomores you have.
Yep. We've got a good group of kids that are doing a great job of meshing together. You know, like I hadn't hidden from it because I recognize, you know, we're starting 15 new kids, and then we knew it was only going to get better as time went on. We knew the success helps them create more belief within themselves, right? Not just getting it from us or getting it from the fans, but self-belief is a huge deal.
Of course.
And so now us winning some games helps that. It helps the young guys realize, you know what, I can play on this level. Like people said, sophomores, you know, can't play at big roles on Region 1 teams that are going to be good. Yeah, you know, I think they're realizing, yes, I can. And, yeah, I can do it. And so the future definitely is bright for us. You know, we always say, the coaches will tell you, the kids, the coaches, I say, guys, there's only a handful of times you get generational talents on your team. And when you have generational talents on your team, like we have with Elias, you have to take advantage of that. And I said, we have generational offense where we've got four senior offensive linemen with Elias and Sean Green, who are generational talents themselves. You've got a kid like Hardy at running back. You've got a homegrown, I'm a winner, no matter what type of quarterback.
Yes.
And then you've got a young, mixed in, hungry defense where we've got to take advantage of that while we can, because you only get so many opportunities where, you know, things kind of line up. And I know there's a lot of season left, but we got to make sure we take advantage of the opportunity in front of us.
Absolutely. So defense, great. Again, I had Wayne Austell, 10 tackles, 3 of them for loss. David Coleman, 4 tackles, 46-yard punt return,
yep.
And then the interception,
yep.
Which was huge key,
yep.
to flip another possession for us. One of the other stats that I kind of get from inside sources, you know, and Coach Chastain will share these things with me, but senior offensive lineman Anthony Green, 10 knockdowns and a grade of 95.
AD had his best game yet. You know, he had a couple games, we call it wildcat, where he got out there, you know, moseying along, you know, headhunting.
Yes, sir.
But he had his best game yet. And, you know, he's our emotional leader. You know, he's one of the best leaders we got. You know, works, you know, obviously works really hard in the weight room. He's got the squat record here for us. So he had a phenomenal football game. And when any of those guys are playing that way, and all of them honestly had great games Friday, when they play that way, we're extremely difficult to beat and a hard football team to prepare for. So, you know, definitely glad that he came along and played the way he played. And he came to practice yesterday juiced up and ready to go even more so as time is going now. So definitely got those five guys up front are smelling it, smelling the success.
We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids, your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Co. Jeez Louise. Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show. Jason, you can edit that out. Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Live Oak Fiber and by the Southern Sports Edition. So looking ahead now, Coach, region play continues this Friday. We take our trip to the Concrete Palace and face Lowndes. They, just like us, 6-1 overall. 1-1 in the region after their 38-35 loss to Colquitt, and then they won 26-7 over Tift last weekend. What are you looking at from them, or what are you expecting from them?
It's going to be another street fight. you know, another good football program. They've got a good staff, good head coaches, one been successful, and he's definitely got their team playing, excuse me, in a much better space than, you know, compared to last year. So obviously the kids are believing in. They are year two of all their schemes, and you know that's a good sign for them. That, you know, in year two, they're kind of ascending and having good success. I think that they've got, you know, their offensive line's got three really big kids, and not as big as last week, but they're still big and capable. They got a young quarterback that's got a cannon. I think the Parrish kid who played quarterback last year is now playing receiver, running back, kind of wildcat quarterback at times. You know, he's a kid that they're getting going. Number 14, Jalen Carter has had an amazing last 3 weeks with some of the catches he's made. He torched Lowndes 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
With how well he played at receiver. So offensively, you know, they're going to be a good challenge for us. And then defensively, I think, you know, our offense – just like their offense will be comfortable in what they see because both teams are 3-3-5 teams where we're in the stack defense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, both teams will have some familiarity with what the teams are doing on defense. I think the offenses have a chance to have some success just because they see it every day in practice, you know, so they won't be surprised by some of the stuff you may or may not do. But it's going to be a good football game. You know, I think that, there's some places we can be successful offensively and defensively, but we're going to have to make sure we make plays. And I'm blessed. I told somebody earlier, I'm blessed because as a high school football kind of historian type of guy, the ability to be able to coach in, you know, the Concrete Palace.
Sure.
I'm so excited about it. It's going to be a fun time because you've heard about it and I've seen it on social media, but there's nothing like being in person. So I'm looking forward to the atmosphere that'll be there ready for us on Friday.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool place. And you're talking about a prideful program. As long as they've been there and coming off of the year, and I'm pretty sure I'm correct in this, and that last year was the first year in their history of, you know, years and years and decades of football that they went winless in their region.
Yeah.
So, you know that that's just a little bit of extra juice for them just to get back out of that. And they've already obviously won the game at TIFF, but I know they're going to be out there looking for more. What's our biggest challenge getting prepared for the Vikings and then just getting this team, your Wildcat team, back out on the road?
I think it's just going out and getting prepared for, you know, for us, it's being prepared to play on the road. And just making sure that we play well. You know, we're 1-2 right now in road games this year. You know, because the Benedictine game, while the win-loss record didn't count, you know, we lost that first half where all the starters played. And then we went to Brunswick and won, and then we lost to Vidalsa. So for us, it's just being prepared and ready to go because whatever point it is in a playoff run, you have to go play on the road. So we got to make sure we make the band travel. That's why I'm happy about when I say to make the band travel, I mean the band's got to go travel and play well wherever we go as a football team. But, you know, the running game travels, and that's why I'm glad our running game got going last Friday, because that's something where if there is going to be a Rockets environment that awaits us, you make a game nice and boring by running the football
right.
A little bit to you know, make some people, you know, since it's an 8 o'clock start, maybe they'll take a nice big yawn at 8:30, you know, for running the football to kind of take that the wind out of their sails a little bit. So I think that's going to be big just for us to get off to a quick, fast start and have success and just get going on the road right away. I think it's going to be big for us. So we just got to kind of be prepared for that. I think that's the biggest challenge, you know. The teams in our region are all the teams in our region. You know, everybody's going to be good. I told somebody that, I said, man, I hate that we're playing TIFF last because, you know, TIFF's 0-2 right now, but they've gotten better every single week.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you know, they're only going to continue to get better. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we'll get them last. So there's no breaks. You know, Lowndes, if not for some special teams plays, going different ways against TIFF, they had a couple short, really short drives because of special teams. So, you know, it's this region is not friendly in the sense of you got to be prepared and ready to go every single week, or otherwise you will lose.
Absolutely. So you talk about getting the band back on the road, and I know this isn't the band you were talking about, but our high school marching band last week. I don't think that opposing coaches understand that when they want to, you know, make that warning, we had a band warning there, and how much that fires up the crowd. I think it I think it almost has the opposite effect of what they want, because the student section goes crazy when the band's told they have to settle down.
The funny part about that is when I walked over there, I was like, I got to do something to just like make everybody. So that's why I like shook the gate, like Ultimate Warrior style with the students. Like, okay, they want to make them be quiet. They can't make you, like, let's just get louder. And so like it was awesome that it happened. You know, that's why I talk about atmosphere. You know, when our student section, our band, when those people are there to support us, on the road or at home, it makes all the difference in the world. That's the beauty of Camden, too. You know, our people are going to go wherever we are at. And then a lot of times, out of 10 people, you know, in some instances. So, and I'm definitely proud of our band for being ready. And Mr. Mann has already told me on Friday, he is going to be ready and prepared to make Lowndes have to ask the same way that Richmond Hill had to do. So I'm looking forward to those kids doing a good job for us.
I've just on a side note, I'll tell you, my youngest daughter is a sophomore here, and she was in the student section, obviously, and she was like, "Dad, one of the coolest things I've ever seen happen at a football game was Coach Roland shaking that gate. You know, that you just fired him up. Yep. It was just awesome. It just, the energy was fantastic." This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Travis Roland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, just, you know, to wind things up here, you know, hopefully things are done for the season. This time when I say season, I mean the hurricane season.
Jesus.
School closures again last week, then the holiday yesterday. I don't know that everybody really fully understands, you know, that's not, you know, football people, what a challenge it can be for a football program to be outside of its routine. How glad are you going to be just to get back into this now, just back into normalcy?
I am beyond happy to go back to school, to be here, to, you know, because, again, you worry about, like, are the kids swimming all day? Are they playing basketball? Are they playing kickball? Are they, you know, just, are they up all night? You know, so now that things are back to normal, you get the routine. And we all know, like, anybody that's a professional that at your job, you have a routine, whether it's coffee, emails, voicemails, more, you know, then the morning meeting, then the lunch, and then, like, know how much of that's thrown off. And we all know during COVID, for people that were office people, how hard it was to go home and find a space just to work. And so I'm glad that we're able to get back into our normal routine, because, you know, when you're a creature of habit and your routine is thrown off, it does mess with you. It's no different than a dog. If, like, he's used to coming in the house through the sliding glass door, and now he's got to go in through the front door. He may forget to go pee just because he's used to going through the back and then going back out the back. Like, it's a lot that happens with that. So we're just grateful that we're able to get back into a groove of going through some things, because we, you know, you do have to be strategic in how you plan. You know, you have to plan so many different things to get ready for to make things go back to normal. So we're just glad that we don't have to worry about that any longer.
Yeah, last thing too, significantly cooler weather this week. I think you got a high of 67 tomorrow and 68
it's gonna be great.
On Thursday. Do you like the cooler weather? Do you prefer it warm? I know the perfect weather in Daytona Beach can spoil people.
I love the cooler weather just because, you know, it's hot from, like, April through October. Absolutely. Through September. So I'm glad to have a little bit of relief and have the AC be on. You know, I think the biggest challenge with the cooler weather is making sure the kids still hydrate, because they think in cooler weather they don't have to drink because they're not thirsty. Mm-hmm. Well, you're still sweating, you're still, you know, exerting the energy. So that's the biggest challenge with the cooler weather. But I'm glad for it. The big boys love it, and I bet
when
the big boys are happy, the team is happy and the program's happy. So I'm welcoming it, because also I always say, when the weather starts to change, that's when the games mean a little bit more. And so right now, us being in region play and the weather changing, the games mean a little bit more.
Yes,
and
they
do. And the weather is lending its hand to help with that process.
Coach, I appreciate it. I can't wait to travel with y'all Friday and watch this game.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, and please join us again on the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Travis Roland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please come back and check us out next week. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.